From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Every 3 years, Georgia cotton producers have the opportunity to vote to continue the $1 per bale assessment that funds the Georgia Cotton Commission's research, promotion, and education programs. Georgia Farm Bureau reports the Georgia Department of Agriculture recently recorded the votes, and the results show 93.8% of the voters favored continuing the assessment that funds the GCC. The Georgia Cotton Commission is a producer-funded organization that began in 1965. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says its food price index set a record in March. The index averaged 159.3 points, up almost 18 points from February. The 12% jump in the index during March sent it to the highest level since the index began in 1990. The latest increase reflects all-time highs for vegetable oils, cereals, and meat subsidies, while sugar and dairy products also rose significantly. U.S. beef exports turned in another strong performance in February. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the strong month for beef was led by excellent value growth in key Asian and Latin American markets. Beef exports hit 108,500 metric tons for February, up 5%. Beef export value rose 35%, over $904 million. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom says international demand has never been higher and global supplies remain tight.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.